New York City has sold 11 Lower East Side apartment buildings for $1 apiece, effectively to squatters who've been living there for years. The squatters moved in after the city foreclosed on the abandoned buildings. The new proprietor, the Urban Homesteading Assistance Board, is a nonprofit developer which plans to renovate the buildings before turning them over to the longtime residents. Marina Metallios is project director of the Urban Homesteading Assistance Board, known as UHAB. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, are these squatters, or could they be better called urban homesteaders?
Well, in fact, they're absolutely both, because they've been squatters for the 10 to 20 years that they've been in the buildings, and they've been doing things that are very much consistent with urban homesteading. They've certainly been fixing their apartments up, managing their buildings' finances, and supporting one another through renovation. So they're absolutely homesteaders in the urban sense.
Now, this deal reverses longstanding city policy. Why do you think New York changed its mind on ownership after a history of really trying to kick squatters out?
This is a wonderful question, and in fact, one that's inspired a lot of discussion here. I have an imprecise answer. You're absolutely right that this is a reversal. At the time, which was the summer of 99, when we were approached most recently and then in turn approached the city was getting out of the business of owning buildings. In addition, the project had a lot of local support through the city councilwoman, Margarita Lopez. We were able to pull in an interested and eager funder through the National Cooperative Bank, and the squatters themselves were extraordinarily organized. They were unified, they were fixed in purpose, and they made it happen through a long history of action and finding the moment that was politically right, which was this one.
This seems like a very creative solution to what was for a long time a very intractable problem.
In fact, I agree completely. It was creative and not something several years ago I would have thought we'd have the opportunity to talk about and celebrate. It's a great victory for Lower East Side squatter homesteaders who've worked for years and worked quietly and tirelessly. It's also a victory for the neighborhood, for the Lower East Side, that's going to get 167 units of affordable housing and very now publicly rooted in the neighborhood residents, tenants, homeowners, activists. It's very, very exciting, and I'm delighted it happened.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Marina Metallios is project director of the Urban Homesteading Assistance Board. It's a nonprofit housing developer in New York City.